Hello, it is another transfer special on the Anfield Wrap. I'm Harriet Pryor and I'm delighted to be joined again by Ryan Adset. Ryan, we spoke only a couple of weeks ago about McAllister. I didn't expect to have you back on so soon about another player, but thank you very much for joining us. Always good to have your insight.
Thank you for having me back on. I mean, this is a better one to come on to because it's not about a player leaving and it could be about a player coming back. So I'm a bit happier this time than talking about our star boy Alexis joining you.
Yeah, well, we are going to talk about Levi Colville today. Well, I didn't think I said that right at the top. So yeah, but the player we are going to be speaking about. First of all, let's get your perspective from a Brighton side of things on it. Yeah. I mean, he obviously was with you guys on loan last season. Is there an element of a bit of kind of surprise that he's not coming? Like, did you want to keep him? What's the situation from a Brighton fan point of view, I suppose?
I think the situation's just the same as it has been. I think it's quite obvious he's, you know, he loves the club. Everyone knows that. Everyone around the club knows that. Seems like a good guy. And he was fantastic for us last season. Everyone knows the sort of potential Levi's got, particularly on that left side of centre-half. You know, it's such a rare talent to have a left-footed centre-back, which people love to go on about now. And I think, you know, there's no reason why. I don't think there's anything out of the question. Obviously, Chelsea fans are going to completely disagree with me on that. And they're very, very relentless in their Twitter pursuit. But I think, yeah, I think on a different way, I think, you know, if they get Caicedo 100 million, which they're so desperate for, then I could imagine there's a deal still to be done. I don't think anything's finished yet.
Yeah, a lot of clubs obviously interested in him. But first of all, are you surprised that there doesn't seem to be an external willingness, but maybe an acceptance that Chelsea might need to let him go because of the nature of the squad at the moment? But are you surprised that he could be one of the players that they let leave?
I'm quite surprised that they are. I mean, I get that he's a great player, but I'm quite surprised because he's obviously never played for them. So there's a big sort of love for him from their camp, which I think that surprised me more so is how much they love him. Because I thought, he's not even played for you guys yet. And we should be the ones that are holding on to him. I mean, we're sort of just winding them up a little bit on Twitter and it's great fun to watch. But at the same time, I just think at the end of the day, he's never played for them. So if he was to leave, you know, at the end of the day, they've got Bishop Badiashile and so many other, you know, talented players, I'm sure, in their academy that could step up. So it's quite an interesting one to watch on a Chelsea fan perspective, let alone the club.